Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Whoa!
Yeah.
Hello!
Jared's got vodka and a fucking Burger King fucking cup full of Sprite.
It was the closest way to get Sprite to the office.
I'm not going
to
make fun of you because I took some of it, so thank you. Thank you. I'm thanking you.
Wait. I get a question. I get a massive question that the audience wants to know here.
Drop it.
Jared, did this thing with the Tinder girl go down, and is she on the show today?
She's right next to me.
There was no Tinder.
Yeah, this is Tinder.
It's not Tinder.
This
is from Drinking Bro Ed-ish, maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
Is it?
Welcome to the show, Sam.
Hey.
Welcome to the show.
Hi,
Sam. How nervous
Sam?
Are you right now?
Really fucking nervous.
Really?
Are you really?
Hell yeah, I am.
Did you really spend 72 hours with Jared Catpuke Taylor?
I did.
Did we have to go with that nickname?
Yes.
For that?
Like, what's wrong with it?
Oh, sorry.
To a girl like that's new.
Yeah.
To use that nickname.
Don't even pretend like you show women respect.
There's yellow dart.
Big shrimpin'.
Yeah. Like honestly, I can validate one thing that definitely didn't happen. You didn't open the door for her in any capacity.
No.
Did he open a car door?
Nope.
No.
Fuck no, he
God
did.
Damn it.
Get your shit together.
Oh, I will say, as soon as I got off the plane, he offered me McDonald's or going to the strip club.
classy guy.
But you know what? She didn't deny McDonald's.
Hey.
Or the strip club.
Or the strip club.
I mean, out of
you guys those choices.
He offered it. We took McDonald's.
Well, she said she was hungry. I said we could stop at McDonald's or get a steak sandwich at Trails.
Trails, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Classy guy.
At Trails, there's a place called Trails that serves steak sandwiches?
Yeah.
No, the other night I'm at his fucking house because I come over to do the final edit for Fuck ISIS, which will be up tomorrow, guys, because from the episode. And Jared's like, yeah, you want a steak sandwich? I'm like, yeah, fuck yeah, I'm actually kind of hungry. He goes, yeah, we'll go to Trails. I'm like, wait, Trails is a strip club? And he's like, yeah, we can go eat a steak sandwich at the strip club. That's not where I want to go for fucking good food.
Yeah,
good steak sandwiches.
And they got their name from the trails that they leave on your white shirt while they're grinding up on you. You know, it's a classy place.
But we still got to go to McDonald's. That was our first.
Okay,
so that was your first date. Your first meal together was at McDonald's.
Let's just dive into this right now.
Yeah,
I got a good vodka in me.
Sam. Hey,
so
guys.
How was the McDonald's? What'd you get at McDonald's?
Wait. I'll record the sponsors afterwards. Let's just really get into this.
Let's go for it.
I mean, I've got a 10.2 here from Wilmington Brewery. I'm ready to go. Let's fucking go.
Let's go.
Sam, welcome to Drinking Bros. First and foremost, you're a brave woman.
I wouldn't say she's brave. She's a hero. Like you're, a modern day hero.
She's Susan B. Anthony. Is who she is. She's the Susan B. Anthony of Drinking Bros. Let's start from the beginning. Why did you want to even go on a date with Jared Taylor to begin with?
He's a handsome man and he's funny. So
everybody loves Jared. Matt's right. Matt is always correct. Matt Best has always said to us, Jared's everybody's favorite on the podcast, men and women. And I think that's true, Matt. I think that's true.
Men? No, I mean, Jared is, and I'll give him fucking 2 minutes before I destroy him on this podcast.
It's going to be 48
minutes. He is the most creative, talented person that I know when he applies himself. He is insanely funny, and there is never a goddamn dull moment when you're with Jared. Like, he's the kind of guy where, like, if Evan were to invite me over, I'm probably going to be kind of quiet. We'll go down a business rant. You invite Jared over, it's nonstop hilarity. It's going to be super comical. It's fun. He's creative, gives you good ideas to run with the business and video ideas. So, like, yeah, I get the attraction. He's a fucking stud.
That's true.
Other than that, he's fat as fuck and takes a girl to fucking McDonald's after he picks you up in the airport.
We said Burger King before we came here.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. No. So is that your lifestyle? You're
into what else?
Penis?
We went to Wendy's last
night. Oh, my God.
Wait.
Did you
went the trifecta? You hit the trifecta?
Pretty much,
all weekend, Jared Taylor did nothing but fast food.
McDonald's, Wendy's, and Burger King is the trifecta. That's the holy grail.
What is the best meal you had this weekend with Jared?
That's about it, Wendy's.
Oh my God.
You didn't even go to like sit down tacos with a beer? Or like did you take your time in season?
No.
Oh
boy.
Wow. You said you were going to take
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
I was, but the timing is all off. Time and seasons only open in specific timing pockets.
Hence okay. the title
that's
of the restaurant.
It's called Time and Season.
Time and Season.
At least the
nailed it, Ross.
Strip club would have been a dinner and a show at least.
Yeah, dinner
at
and
least.
A show.
Okay, so you guys got McDonald's.
Yeah,
and
so
what'd you do?
Yeah, what'd you do after McDonald's, Sam? What did you go back to his house? Did you get some drinks? What'd you do?
Actually, we got to the house, and there were a bunch of 18-year-old boys there.
Whoa. Wait, were you at Kevin Spacey's house?
A fucking twink party?
Were you at Kevin Spacey's house or Jared's house?
No.
I brought these 18-year-olds.
Betty was offering. Letting all the kids in his flight class use the simulator.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, is simulator code for your dick? Like, I don't understand.
No, we have a beautiful flight sim in the house.
In the house?
You know. Yeah. Yeah, in the house. We have a virtual reality flight sim.
They actually do. They have the Oculus and a flight sim in their house.
Yeah. Oh, so all right. all the kids, all the young ones that are super low on hours were like, can I come use your stuff?
Stop the young ones.
Yeah, stop saying that.
They're brand new to college. Mm-hmm. Like, I was like, God. Do you know who Tom Green is? The kid's like, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, God. Jared's probably got a bouncy house in his other room in there. so you have these 18-year-old boys over, and then there's Jared. It's the two of you guys. You've just finished McDonald's. Probably Jared probably had a number four and then added two cheeseburgers to that, I'm guessing, right?
I'm sure.
Yeah.
What did you get? Sure, what did you get at McDonald's?
I just got a chicken sandwich.
See, she's McDonald's. Classy.
McChicken
she's
sandwich. Classy that's on the dollar menu, so I applaud that. Way to go. That's on the dollar menu.
I'm a cheap date.
Well, we'll find out. We're getting there, Sam. After you guys
there.
At McDonald's and you're hanging out playing video games with the 18-year-olds, what do you guys do after that?
We just watch a movie.
What movie? What movie did you watch?
We watched three movies.
You watched three movies?
That one movie?
Yeah.
Frosted?
Yeah. Well, because I get ADD when I'm drinking with movies.
Okay.
So we'll I wouldn't just apply that just to
15 minutes of one movie and then like 20 minutes of another. So we started FDR American Badass.
Great.
Then I heard noises outside my window. And when I looked outside the window, the people downstairs were like, whoa, why do you got pink lights? And I was like, oh, watch this. And I changed all the colors on my phone. And they're like, you guys are cool. You should come down here. So we went down to their house.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What time was that?
So you went like down to a neighbor's house.
In the morning?
Yeah.
These people he's never met.
I've never met
just like, come down.
Yeah.
So he went down.
They were cool. We played darts.
Whoa! You played what?
You played butt darts with your 18-year-old.
It was two couples. It was two couples. One guy's name was Kenny, and I was like, "Oh, your name's Kenny." I named three of my imaginary Pomeranians Kenny.
Oh boy! So Sam, just to recap, Sam comes into town, gets off the plane. You go to McDonald's. You hang out with some 18-year-olds who are hanging out at your house, and then you thought you'd just pal around with your new buddy Kenny downstairs.
Good old Kenny. Yeah. How were you guys watching the movie? Was there cuddling? Was there any?
Was some cuddling.
Oh, okay.
Yes. Oh.
Were you the big spoon? Because I feel like you would be.
I actually have.
Oh, God damn it.
Yes. I've been your friend for too fucking long. Yeah. I've been your friend for too fucking long.
Yeah, but this was an actual conversation.
A good mix. It switched back and forth.
She was like, I've never met anybody that likes to be the little one.
No guy that wanted me.
Never met anyone.
You're fucking disgusting.
What?
I mean, hold on. In like 8% out of 100, yeah, maybe the little spoon can be fun when you're rolled over. But like, you, I feel like you go straight little spoon. Like Jared Little Spoon Taylor. How was the cuddling? He's probably
he's
warm.
And he's a good kisser. Warm.
What?
Oh, slip.
Whoa.
Nice.
So you just went for it.
Yeah.
Okay, so you guys kissed. Mm-hmm. Was it during the movie?
It was pretty much.
Or was it at Kenny's house? Was it at Kenny's house or during a movie?
Jesus Christ.
It happened multiple times.
Yeah. How can you pinpoint when you got blue lights?
Yeah, he was setting the mood with those hue lights.
I remember a year and a half ago, the first kiss I ever had with my wife, the specific instance that happened. So you don't say you can't remember.
Yeah, you remember these
things.
And
I have the worst memory. Oh, she says she doesn't care.
Oh, no, it was on the balcony.
Maybe you guys are soulmates.
Was it?
Oh, fuck.
It might have been on the balcony.
Okay, so.
All right. So you guys end up making out on the balcony. And where does that move to? Jared's room? Benny's room?
No, we were because, not. Because, because we went down and partied with Kenny.
All right. So Kenny's room? Were you in Kenny's room? Did you guys
make it a light pour, Jared? Nothing crazy.
Nothing.
All right. Before we get into this, let's get to the sponsors, and then we can really fucking dive deep into this. First and foremost, we've got StrikeForceEnergy.com. StrikeForceEnergy.com is the premier energy drink in the biz. You can kick the can, kids. You don't need the can anymore. You get rid of Kickstart, Monster, all that fucking bullshit. Keister it, throw it out the window. Find a bunch of weddings and just tie those fucking cans to the back of a car. You don't need them anymore. They come out with four original flavors. They've got grape, they've got orange, they've got lemon, and their original is the fucking jam. Tastes a lot better than Red Bull, actually. Lasts longer than 6 hour energy. Strikeforce Energy has got a 10-pack for $9.95. We got a promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. They ship it right to your house, and they got a subscription of the month club, which we all have, and they ship that shit right to your motherfucking house. Anywhere in the planet, by the way. And that's the truth. They ship everywhere in the entire world. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Get yourself some Strikeforce. Next up, we've got CarnivoreClub.co. Oh, shit, son. CarnivoreClub.co. Whew, boy. If you're looking for a fine gift for that man in your life this year, you're not going to find anyone finer than CarnivoreClub.co. It's a meat of the month club. What they do is they scour the earth for the best, finest fucking meat artisans on the planet. It's not like the shit you get at like a fucking grocery store or anything like that. This is like, it's like the creme de la creme. It's like the fucking NFL of meats, where you've got to be top notch just to even get in their fucking box. When the box shows up to your house, you'll know what I'm talking about. Because the box is so nice that you're like, oh, shit, if they spent this much money on the fucking box, I wonder what kind of meat there is. The best meat on the planet. If you go to carnivoreclub.co, it's a .co, they let you choose between four and six meats. It's a total, like a lot of people have asked, it's about a pound and a half to 2 pounds of fucking meat, which is a lot. Look, on the last order, I just picked out six salamis. Not going to lie. That's how much I love that goddamn shit. And they ship it to your house. Rain, shine, hurricane, tornado, you fucking name it. CarnivoreClub.co gets you there. They're running a special for Christmas. 15% off with the promo code DRUNKSANTA. That's DRUNKSANTA for 15% off at CarnivoreClub.co. Again, the finest meats in the biz. If you're looking for a gift for like a brother or like a father or, you know, just a fucking bro, this is probably the gift you get them, and they're stoked about it. No lie. So go to carnivoreclub.co, type in the promo code DRUNKSANTA for 15% off. Next up, we've got ghostbed.com. Ooh, sleep so good, it's scary. Ghostbed.com/drinking bros is where you're going to get the motherfucking hookup. They're giving you $50 off. They're also giving you two free pillows, which is, oh, God damn it. It's something special. The pillows are as great as the goddamn bed. So like when you get the pillows, you'll be shocked of like, holy shit, why didn't you say anything about the pillows? I'm telling you about the fucking pillows right now. This is how great the pillows are. You need to go to ghostbed.com and order your next mattress from them. They ship it right to your house, comes in a box, and you're like, what the fuck is this? Like, what the fuck am I doing with a goddamn mattress in a box? Then you open it up, you lay it out, and then you sleep in it, and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, this is like the finest mattress of my life. It's incredible, and it literally, it's like the greatest mattress I've ever had. I've got two of those motherfuckers and like six of those pillows. And after Casper got popped last week for hacking into people's shit, the Ghostbed mattress is the only way to go these days. So go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros, get yourself a mattress. They also got a pay-as-you-go plan, which is nice because mattresses get a little costly. But this is this pay-as-you-go plan is the way to go. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros, $50 off on ghostbed.com or drinkingbros.com/drinking bros, and get a mattress and some fucking pillows. Next up, we've got warfightertobacco.com. Look, they've been with us from, shit, man, since the beginning. They've been with us a long goddamn time. And they're one of our faves. Rocco's a co-owner. They're 100% combat veteran owned. But they've got all new cigars on their website now. So if you go to warfightertobacco.com, they've got a Nicaraguan blend. Dominican is so last year. They switched countries. They went to Nicaragua. They've got Nicaraguan blends of tobacco. It's now available in four new sizes: Robusto, Toro, Double Corona, and Rocco, aka Big as Fuck. So get the Rocco. God damn, dude. Rocco's got his own signature cigar. That's some baller ass shit. The new Victory cigar is a super premium cigar to celebrate the victories in life. They've also got some Warfighter coffee too, Warfighter Joe. And I know Black Rifle's helping him with it. So it's a fucking joint venture over there. The website's completely redesigned, and they've got a new dealer sign up and locator. So if you want a dealer to come in that lives near you and get some Warfighter in the store, do it. Go to warfightertobacco.com. Use the promo code Drinking Bros for 10% off. Another great stocking stuffer for Christmas is a fucking nice box of cigars. Last but not least, we got blackriflecoffee.com. This one I'm going to do myself. Usually it's Evan or Matt, but to be honest with you, man, I've been a fucking subscriber for 9 months now. And this is no bullshit. Like, this is the best coffee I've ever had. And I hate coffee. Like, I'm one of those guys that's just like, hey, just jam this in my fucking mouth. I just want to wake up and let's just get on with my day. I got shit to do. Theirs I actually enjoy it, which is weird. And I subscribe to it because everybody's like, oh, you probably get that shit for free. I don't actually. It's my friends, my best friends, and it's their company. And that's just fucking a dick move. And, you know, when you start asking for free shit, where you're just like, hey, bro, I pay for this too. It was so good that I tacked on an extra order. I get like 6 boxes delivered now to my fucking house per month. And I never used to drink that much coffee, but I love this goddamn shit. Go to blackriflecoffee.com. Type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. They're also running like crazy fucking deals over there where they're giving like 40% off on some of their items for the end of the year. Get it before it's sold out. I tried to get this fucking mug from those guys and it was sold out. And I really wanted the goddamn thing. So go to blackriflecoffee.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Let's get back to Jared. Now you can talk about your fucking date.
Yeah, that's a Matt pour, not a Jared pour. That's good. Yes. That's good.
Really?
That's good. Yes.
Yeah. That's a Matt pour. He's pouring me some Tito's. No, I get it. So you guys are down at Kenny's. Did you make out at Kenny's or was that upstairs?
No, that was upstairs.
That was upstairs. Yeah.
Okay.
We just met them.
Yeah, we just met them.
Oh,
Kenny, who can I turn to?
Yeah, where are my manners at? I'm super sorry, Jared.
What? So did you guys sleep with each other the first night?
No.
Oh.
Well, Leah, she slept
why
in my
or
bed.
Why not?
Why? I mean, I'm just wondering, did you have a hotel like laid on for her? No.
So...
Wow.
Three 18-year-olds, Benny,
and your flight sim.
Which I will say, I FaceTimed Jared just because I wanted to sit rip. Sam picked up the phone, and I was like impressed by how nice and sweet you were. I really was. I thought you were going to be some weirdo. You were fucking super cool. And then she called it. She's like, yeah, it's probably not going to happen. There's three 18-year-olds, you know, drinking, and he's probably more into this flight simulator than, you know, impressing
me. Yeah,
I
definitely flew the flight simulator.
And if I can give you any, like, help here, like, I went over to his house the other day, like, I don't know, a week ago. Best friend for fucking, I don't know, 5 years now. Just didn't even talk to me and just flew the flight simulator and played video games. I sat on the couch with my phone for about an hour and then I said, okay, I'm just going to go. You're leaving? You're like, we've been playing a fucking flight simulator the whole time. I don't know what to do here, bud.
I get distracted.
Yeah, he does get distracted.
Okay, so talk about that. How distracted? Yeah. Give me some instances.
Well, usually he's on his phone or like, what are you doing? You're always on Snapchat or something.
You're where?
It's not Snapchat because I can't even keep up with our Snapchat. It's too much.
Snapchat.
Best Buy runs.
Best Buy. He took you to Best Buy
twice.
What'd you guys get at Best Buy?
More lights.
Well, it was annoying me because I couldn't change the colors in the living room, and then when we did that, I couldn't change the colors in the kitchen, so I had to get them all.
Right.
Oh boy, yeah. this is turning into a highway to hell.
It was bucking me. Yeah.
All right, so
you know
so
how you change
you,
lights?
You flew in on what Thursday
you
night,
go
Sam?
To the switch.
Friday.
All right, Friday. So Friday night, you guys go to Benny Kenny, the 18-year-old's a fast food joint. You make out once. He flies flight sim all nights, and then you go to sleep together, but don't fuck. Then you wake up the next day, and then what happens on Saturday?
Then we hung out with the drinking bros at night.
Okay, how did the morning go? Because I'm super curious about the
yeah.
morning.
Yeah, no, you got up super early.
Yeah, he slept in.
Till
like
when?
Another like nine. Till like
nine?
10.
Wow, that's
10.
10? Really?
10. Yeah,
wow,
like
you never really sleep until 10. You're a morning guy.
That's why I was like,
Interesting.
It was all those Kenny fucking drinks talking about fucking ambient lighting and shit.
Yeah.
No. Yeah. No, we came here.
We didn't come here. Oh, you showed the WWE wrestlers.
Yeah. We came here. She had homework to do. So she came and sat in my office here. I hung out with Evan for a little while.
Homework? What kind of homework?
Statistics.
Like, are you in college?
I am.
Okay. Got it.
Okay.
How are you? If you can.
26.
26. Okay.
All right. 26. Yeah. That's nice. Who is the WWE guy?
Seth Rollins.
Seth Rollins. Okay, so well, that's kind of cool. Did you get to meet Seth Rollins at least?
Yeah. Oh, she
yeah, I did. I didn't care.
Kind of savage. I like it.
She doesn't care. Are you guys day drinking because it's Saturday? Anything going on? What, like, did you do the Santa 5K?
No, we didn't. Oh. Thank God. Really, that shit.
That would have been fun.
We ate Wendy's instead.
All right. How about this? Let's just... Give me the best time of the weekend and the worst time of the weekend.
That would be today. This would be the best when he went riding. That was fun.
Was it fun? So he took you the 110cc racing out in the dirt bikes and all of that good shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the worst time? Be honest.
Best Buy runs, I guess.
the Best Buy runs. Just,
we need more
we
Hughes.
Do shit, really.
Holy shit. Okay. Did you guys have sex?
No.
Holy shit!
No,
really?
No, you did not. All right.
Was there a finger?
We're waiting.
Fooled around, but we didn't do anything.
waiting
for what?
Around.
Yeah, what are we waiting
I don't
know. Okay,
trying to sound like a gentleman.
Oh, Jared, you gotta talk into the mic. One, two. Was it a beach? Was it a mouth or a hand? Was it a mouth or a hand?
You just licked your teeth. You probably get really good blowjobs.
It was. It was a mouth.
Was a
I
beach.
Know it. I knew it.
It was not. Oh, it wasn't. Okay.
Okay.
A handy? Right. Yeah. Okay.
You're literally 16 years old, Jared.
Why?
Because you're hanging out with Kenny with ambient lights at 1 in the morning and then you get a fucking hand job.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what?
Listen.
Listening to Blink 182. Just
where
like,
are
fucking.
You? I'm so lonely. I cannot sleep. I cannot drink. Give me that fucking hand job.
Come on.
Yeah.
Damn, yeah, dude. We definitely did that.
Did you meet his ex-wife?
Did you reciprocate in any fashion or manner?
Yes.
Okay. How was
handies?
How was it?
It was good.
So his handies all around.
was it like a little fingering? Did he go down on you?
No, he didn't go down on me.
Of course he did. Yeah, he doesn't open doors for women.
Do that. Yeah, he doesn't do that.
See, I open doors for women and eat their pussies. That's what a gentleman does.
All right. Shit, I need a gentleman book.
Yeah, How to Be a Gentleman by Jared Taylor.
Oh yeah, that book would be a worst seller.
That should be our next book, Ross. Yeah. Is be like How to Be a Gentleman by Matt Best and Ross Patterson.
Yeah,
and
that's a good book.
Listen, because I'm an asshole, but I know how to be a gentleman.
Yeah, same here.
I wouldn't be married to a fucking epic woman if I wasn't.
Yeah, like you gotta open doors. You gotta go down on girls like that. That's part of the whole sitch. You can't go fast food every single day.
No.
For me, I mean. So overall, did you get to meet his ex-wife?
No, actually. Mm-mm.
No.
No exes.
That's good. That's good. Because
that one,
that would have been weird.
Wait, that's good.
But you went McDonald's. So there's probably an ex in McDonald's. Let's be real.
Shit.
No Tinder people either, so we're good.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
Were you expecting Tinder people to
Jared is not.
We were browsing your Tinder while we were hanging out.
Do you think that you will hang out with Jared?
Wow.
Jared, why would you do that? Why would you look at Tinder?
I don't like the notifications.
With a hot girl in the house.
I got to get rid of them.
Yeah, you have a beautiful young lady.
Yeah, but I don't like when I have little numbers on my phone. I got to get rid of them.
Yo, you have a lady that flew in town to see you. You take her... thrice to fast food places. Thrice. You look at your Tinder profile, and then you take her down to Kenny's to fucking Kenny's house.
But we played darts.
Yeah.
Darts with
it's
Kenny.
It's like her saying she'll pay for Ruth Chris, and you're like, but I'll pay for McDonald's. Like, what the fuck you doing, man?
So, Sam, what were you hoping to get out of the... Like, what were you hoping Jared would be like?
We were just going to hang out and see if we clicked. That's all I was expecting. I wasn't expecting anything more.
But
would you say you clicked or not?
Yeah, but I don't know how he feels.
Oh, here we go.
Oh, my gosh. After
all
of this
weekend? Are you willing
to
hang out with Jared again in somewhat of a romantic capacity in the future?
Yeah.
Okay. Jared?
Absolutely.
Okay, there we go.
All right, I mean, this is, but by the way,
I'm
shocked.
It's a match made in McDonald's.
Yeah, were we just on a TV show there for a second?
I think
super shocked.
Yeah. It's called The Dating Game.
Yeah, yeah. Jared, your budget for the weekend, it was probably about $18 to $20. This girl still wants to hang out with you.
It was over $1,000 due to those fucking light bulbs.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I can't.
Yeah,
I think
she had a lot to do with that.
Yeah. It's not like she was like, God damn it, could you please get some track lighting in your house? I'd love to have new light bulbs.
Well, I feel like before you're really committed to hanging out more, like you got to test drive the car. Like,
well, here's the thing.
You guys could go bang right now. You have 20 minutes before she has to get in a flight.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not going to bring somebody out and fool them into a fake life that doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Like, she experienced 100% what it's like to live with me every day.
Okay, that's fair. I like that.
That's fair enough.
Very fair.
That is true. Because she shows up and I'm in a fucking dress shirt and I combed my hair and I'm like, oh, we're gonna go to this fancy fucking dinner in a hotel and like, no.
All right, you won with that logic because that's very true. At least you were like transparent. This is who I am. Yeah. Take it or leave it, kind of thing. Okay, I get that.
And we end at Sunday dirt bike.
You can still be that guy and eat some pussy and open a door once in a while.
Okay. Okay. I'll take that.
Okay.
Do you
agree? Should I do that stuff?
Well, you can see me in January if you want. SHOT Show.
Oh. That's right around the corner.
Yeah, we're doing a live show there, too. You can see all of us, actually.
We're not.
You could just perk her up on the fucking Mandalay Bay fucking, you know, balcony and just put it in from behind, pull some hair, slap some ass, and get it over with.
There's actually a suite on the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay that's open.
Oh, I knew that was going to go.
Nailed it.
You're a dick. Ross is a dick lately.
No, I'm not a dick. I'm so pissed that they haven't solved that goddamn case yet. Like, and they've just kind of
just buried went away.
It.
Fucking weird.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
It's fucking weird.
They buried it, and like everybody who's written into the show said that was a belt-fed fucking. I don't want to go down.
You don't know guns. You can just say
no. I don't want to go down that rabbit hole because it pisses me off. Like, I think that whole thing's a goddamn cover up. But Sam, let's get back to you.
Hi, Richard Ryan.
Have you been married before?
I have once.
How long did that last?
2 years.
Oh, shit. Strong. Nice.
2 years.
I'm hoping for 2 years.
I got dubs fours.
Dubs fours?
Yeah.
I don't know what that means.
Four and four.
Four marriages?
No, years and 4 years.
We call your ex-wife, but you're not divorced, technically. So.
I mean, awkward. On paper.
Yeah, but that's fine because
it's just paperwork.
I'm not mad about it. Your ex-wife is cool as shit. You can take care of the kids with her. Fucking perfect. As long as the kids are taken care of, no one will judge you on this side.
She's assisted me with my Tinder.
Yeah.
That is very earmuffs. Nice.
She has
earmuffs on.
Yeah. It was posted on Instagram.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, your whole life is out there.
Yeah,
it is.
The podcast gets 2 million views,
I don't hide a month. I don't hide anything.
Yeah.
I don't hide anything.
Everybody knows. So, Sam, you're in college now, and what are you hoping to be?
Well, I'm hoping to get into intelligence.
Okay.
What is intelligence?
Yeah, it's not Jared.
Or counterterrorism.
counterterrorism. Okay, that's great. How far are you away from completing your degree?
I'll be done in less than a year.
Oh, look at that.
Boom.
I'm in 3 schools, actually.
Can you speak Arabic?
I can.
Oh, yeah.
Can you say
you're in the military, right?
Yeah, she was in the Air Force.
I didn't learn it in the military.
Oh, you did?
I'm learning it through with Special Forces. They have SOFs.
Yeah.
I'm learning through that.
Nice.
There.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So in Arabic, can you say, have you seen my donkey lately?
No, I can't. No.
Okay.
No,
okay.
Khoshalam is... Donkey.
Yeah, you're probably going to need to learn that. They use that a lot.
Missing donkeys.
Yeah.
If I come back, I'll get it down.
In the Arabic world, there's a huge missing donkey epidemic.
Just to go ahead and do that segue, we do have an ISIS guy fucking a donkey in the video tomorrow, so you should.
Yeah, this goes up tonight, right?
Should I upload it on YouTube tonight?
No, I'm talking about this show.
Yeah, this show. Yes, but normally I upload on YouTube at night. Maybe
I
do that tonight.
Yeah, you always do for the Drinking Bros.
Yeah, fuck it. I'll give it to the Drinking Bros tonight, too. Why not?
Yeah, that's legit.
I know there's one
which
guy.
Which is dope because Evan's in there. He looks like a cancer patient at the end. But Evan, in his infinite wisdom, decided to give 10,000 fucking pounds of coffee away to deployed
bad.
Fucking military people. That's a badass move, brother.
I didn't think you looked bad.
Did you really?
Your in the video were very
Yeah, we're giving 10,000 pounds of coffee away in from December 1 till the end of the year, dude. We're gonna ship a fuck ton of coffee all free to APO. It has to be an APO address.
That's 5 tons of coffee.
Wow,
no, that's not real.
That's awesome, man.
You said 10,000 pounds, right?
Yeah, that's not 5 tons. A ton is not 2,000 pounds.
It's not, but. Just it's okay. We don't have to get into tonnage, and that's probably just based on the referencing.
Is it not 5 tons? No, it's two.
It's not, but it's okay. We don't need to get into weight. That's unimportant. We're looking at about 3 tons.
I think a ton is 2,000 pounds. By the way.
It actually really is.
Yeah.
One ton is 2,000 pounds.
Fuck. Seriously.
Yeah. I just Googled it.
Like,
shit.
You guys made me feel really stupid.
I know, because I'm good at that.
I was like, we're shipping 5 tons on
I thought it was like 2,200.
No,
I don't know.
It's 2,000
apparently,
exactly.
Fuck. And I have a bachelor's 3, degree, so you tell me how stupid I am.
Wow.
That's
well,
fine.
What am I going to do?
The ton to pound conversion.
Fuck.
Well,
you win that one, Jared.
You win. Jared wins.
3.28.
You should open up a ton of doors and eat a ton of pussy later.
Yeah.
I'm leaving,
so
time.
It's not
going to
be mine.
Well, no, in January. SHOT Show in January. Yeah. Yeah. I want this to happen. You look and seem like a very nice young lady. You have a head on your shoulders, so I'm about that. He needs some balance in his life.
Yeah, Jared.
Just give him give him the butt.
Yeah.
Because then he'll throw up because he doesn't like butt stuff.
Yeah.
Then why does she want me to throw up?
That's like a woman's dream, though. Like
for a guy to throw up?
No,
that's
like,
great.
Wait, you don't like anal sex?
No.
Oh, my God. Is a match made in heaven where I'm like the fucking... Well, you know, what's that game? No, they're popping out of the holes. The groundhog thing.
Whack-a-mole.
Yeah, that's pretty much my dick in any hole with someone I'm with. I'm like, where can I put it? She's like, I'm wearing panties, and it's shoving it into her ear. And she's like, what the fuck? You can't even fuck an ear. I'm like, well, you say you can't, but science says different.
I don't know. So, Sam, like, would you like this to continue further?
I would. I want to see him in January.
Nice.
Wow.
Yeah. That's a quick break, you know? Just kind of like
wait, so is he allowed? Is he allowed to Tinder during these things? Is this just like the feeling out period?
Go for it. I mean, we're not in a relationship. Go for it.
Wow, you're really
so
cool.
So are you Tindering it up too?
Bumble.
Okay.
Bumble. Yeah. What's the difference? What's the difference, Sam?
And then she proved to me how faster it works for her on Bumble than me. She was like, watch, change her location. One swipe, match. Like, damn it.
Wow.
Bumble's like the classy Tinder, Ross. So essentially, it's like the women have to do the engagement.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It's up to them to message first.
Yeah,
interesting.
Wow, that is interesting.
Yeah,
is it that moment where we feel really old? I guess Ross too, because we're all married and like I'm out of that fucking loop.
Yeah, I'm out of the dating app loop. But Jared, are you on are you on Bumble?
Yeah,
you are.
The brilliance of being married,
you're
though,
an
it's
omni-channel
just like,
dater. Is that what you are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because Bumble's like a little bit more quality. Tinder's chronic trash.
Yeah, like
mostly trash.
Like, but what are your stats on Grindr? Like, what are you getting out there?
I swipe right.
I'm one of the they call a half second responder.
So
I've got a star next to my name because they know if they hit me up, they're getting hit up too.
Power bottom.
No, the best way to do a Grindr, you just put your photos up and you just the only thing it says is I don't have AIDS and you get all the dudes.
You get all the dongs.
Yeah.
You get all the dongs.
All
AIDS. AIDS is harsh.
Yeah. I learned about something the other day. It's called PrEP, which is it's prepping to get HIV, and it's like it's a supplement or some drug you take that like decreases the likelihood that you could contract HIV.
Do you think that's true, though?
You know,
no, it's
because
huge
we
in the
just
gay
have
community.
To believe that.
Yeah,
like
you know,
that's,
I feel like Richard
none of
knows
us
that.
Are doctors or scientists.
Come on, you know that, Richard. Like,
you know what'll decrease your statistics? Decrease the chance of
no
getting,
anal sex.
Not
just not getting
guys.
Fucked.
Oh,
yeah, just
not
getting
fucked.
Period. Or or doing IV drug use. Like those two things. If you just don't get fucked and don't stick a needle in your body, you're gonna be you're going to be pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I do both of those.
You're going to be good.
See?
Shit. But we don't have to worry about it. Because we didn't do it.
Do what?
No. About it. No. When you're,
but you guys did stuff.
Yeah.
Like handsy stuff.
Like what handsy stuff? Like did you make out, bite her neck and finger her a little bit? Play with her little clitoris? Yeah? You can say it's an audio show. Oh, no one can see you.
I can't see my head shaking.
It's weird.
I found it though.
You're fucking so stupid.
Sam, is this weird to talk about on air, by the way? Do you listen to this show on a regular basis?
I'm not surprised.
No, you can't.
Did you climax? Did you have an orgasm?
I did.
Oh, nice.
Yes! I didn't even know that.
Look at that.
Of course, Jared, of course you did.
You were probably talking to Kenny about the lights and putting a finger in, and she's like, fuck yeah. And you're like, yeah, but the dark purple
Kenny
doesn't
really
flow
cool.
as well. Oh, fuck, Jared.
Man.
Was it self? Okay, you got to go? She's got to catch a ride to the airport.
Yeah, oh, she does.
To Vegas.
Is Jared taking you, or is it an Uber?
It's an Uber.
Of course.
Oh, shit.
Okay. He said he's drinking, so he can't drive.
Yeah.
All right.
I'll be right back.
Yeah, you're going to walk her out like a gentleman.
Yeah, look at
open
that.
Open the door. Okay, got it.
So,
thank you so much for being on.
Thank you very much.
Bye. So Matt and I were having a conversation today. It was
hey,
like
Jeremy
a,
Horn.
It was like a,
jump on here, will you?
It was like an impromptu conversation while I was in, I was actually going to Whole Foods to take my daughter there after we went to swimming. And we were talking about guys dating, if they're going to date fat chicks, there's actually a lot of benefits to this.
Oh, I totally forgot
so if
about
you're
this, yes.
if you're like a 10, if you're a dude that's a 10, you got to go way under because you know they're going to work harder in order to compensate for their number. But if you're a 10 and a 10, you know your insecurities are just going to drive each other fucking crazy.
You like got me a blowjob, by the way.
Did I?
Because you were sitting in there. She's like, fine, I guess I'll just suck your dick. We're talking about how... Hi, Jeremy. Jeremy's on the show.
Jeremy Horn.
We're talking about how like if someone considers you a 10 is like aesthetically and personality based, but then providing, like what do you bring to the table? And we're talking about how like a fat girl will be like, I need to like perform.
Yeah.
I'm cleaning shit. I'm sucking dicks. Yeah. I'm putting fingers in butts. Whatever the course is, like she's going to fucking do it. But then like... I don't know. It was kind of funny when you were calling my wife out. I was like, oh, shit, this is dope. It's like I act like a 4, but I'm a 10. I was like,
thanks,
see, 7.
I mean, because he's doing all the work of a 4, compensating, trying to compensate for a 10. So he's actually got more points past the 10-point scale because, you know, you're tall, you're handsome, you're successful.
This is great.
And you're like, you open doors, you go down, you're doing it all, man.
Yeah, but
like how we had to coach Jared to open a door on the way out.
Exactly. But Evan, I will say this though, isn't that where Matt's frustration comes in? Like, Matt, that's a lot of work for Matt. You're putting in a lot of work.
That's where you can build resentment in relationships, right? When you feel that you're the only person but that's not with my wife. My wife's awesome. She's a 10 on the look scale, and she's like, you know, an 8 on the give back scale. We're going to break her down to like a 5 to really help out around the house a little more. I'm totally kidding. She's fucking phenomenal.
But sometimes for some dudes, they should actually shoot low. They should just go, you know what?
Yep.
I got to shoot low because I want more motivation. You know, I want more input. What? I want more dick sucking. Yep. Plus, we said it's cheaper to feed fat chicks.
Yes.
Because... You know, you don't have to go to Whole Foods. You don't buy
I'm not buying fucking all
you're buying
USDA approved prime rib fucking cage free bullshit. She's like, no, I'm cool with the Taco Bell bullshit.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is easy. That's $9.20.
Oh, yeah.
You can feed them for $300-$400 a month. They're going to get fatter. It's fucking great.
I forgot. I was going to turn the phone today because like there's an old saying I said. Someone made a T-shirt out of it, but it was like, fuck dating hot chicks. I'm down with the fat chick that wants to suck my dick and cook food because like I want a friend that provides. And like luckily I got all of that. But like I would rather date a 5 on the look scale that like, hey, I'm going to suck your dick every day like I'm mad at it. And I'm just happy that you pay the fucking mortgage. That's awesome. Rather than dating the entitled 10 bitch that's like, are you serious? Like you're not even going to say I'm cute. I spent an hour before the gym curling my hair. You're like, fucking cares, man.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. And there's
that day to those people. You know who you are. You
I spent $300 on Amazon.
Yeah.
You know, I'm worn out. I'm worn out.
Yeah. You know how long I was on Amazon spending your money?
Yeah.
It wore me. Yeah. It was 3 hours to buy that dress, and you're not even gonna say thank you. Like, but I bought the dress. Yeah, but you didn't shop for it, you fucking asshole.
It was a Sunday delivery. A Sunday delivery. Those are super rare.
There's some resent in my heart from the past, Jeremy. You can tell that. Huh?
You know, when there's like $1,800 in Lululemon in the closet, God, and you can't get a blowjob, you're like, okay, something's fucking wrong.
That's why I love my life. I took my wife to Lulu, and I spent $400 on all the fucking top-notch clothes. It's like, whatever you want, babe, makes your ass look fucking great. She doesn't wear it. She wears baggy sweatpants. She's like, I don't want anybody looking at this. This is your pussy. I'm like, God, I fucking love you.
Oh, wow.
The best.
Man.
You should put her in a burka. Fucking full on.
Well, yeah, yeah, yeah. Like a burka. Yeah, as long as you say, like, whatever.
No. Not only that, with you guys going to Texas, the weather's hot, man. She's going to be dressing really skimpy.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
She is a fucking bitch to people, and I love it. I love it. And she carries a gun everywhere, so it's hot. Jeremy Horn. So the Jeremy Horn, UFC legend, is here.
Are you married, Jeremy?
I might as well be. Jen and I have been together for coming up on 15 years now. So.
Shit.
God, your wife is fucking awesome. So he came over, awesome. Or girlfriend, whatever you want to call it, to the fight. He showed us old fight footage of his wife. Or girlfriend. I'm going to call her your
wife. Oh, is she a fighter? Is she a fighter?
Yeah, you guys met.
She's
fighting,
a pro
right?
fighter. What? She is a bad bitch, dude. Yeah. She was knocking chicks out back in the day.
Yeah, and she's like, we met, we had the same manager, and we bumped into each other on a lot of the same fight cards and trained together a bit. So
you ever punch her
like
in the face?
Sweetest woman in the world. I would never. when Jeremy said we were eating one night, and you're like, no, we met, you know, we were fighting, and she's a fighter, and I was like, what? Really? And it wasn't like a...
Oh, that was at Market Street.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeremy, have you ever punched her in the face and she ever like choked you out?
I've punched her in the face a lot. We used to train together quite a bit.
Whoa, really? That's crazy.
And she's choked me a few times, but never unconscious.
Wow.
No, Jeremy, like I was telling a story last night because he came over for the fights, watching the fights. And like Jeremy, he is such a fucking badass. And I'm just sucking your dick because you're on this. But he was like... You know, I did jiu-jitsu as a kid. I like to fight. It's my hobby, yada, yada. I suck at it, whatever. He sits there, and he's, like, got, like, some weird arm triangle in there. And he's like, so right here you feel comfortable, right? But this is kind of where you'll start to see stars. And my vision is just, like, going. But he's talking me through it. And he goes, well, I'm not going to make you pass out, Matt. But you can see. And I'm like, I didn't even think I was in trouble. And, like, my fucking vision is almost fucking out. Like, guys like you are impressive, man. And thank you for letting me spar at your gym, which is here local
welcome.
In Salt Lake City.
Yes, sir.
The coolest fucking group of people ever out there.
Yep.
But never get drunk and ask Jeremy Horn to do a leg kick. Last night, I'm like, oh, I got a little bit of whiskey in me. Yeah, because Hubert was over because he lives down the hill now. And he's like, oh, kick me. I'm like, yeah, I'm not a pussy. Kick me, too. I got, I think, four kicks. Last night. I can barely walk on my left leg today. I'm like, this
I thought
like,
you were – didn't you – You learned your lesson.
No,
the last time,
I'm
right?
stubborn as
like,
fuck, dude.
Drunk jiu-jitsu will fuck you up. I thought
yeah,
you
but it's a
it.
Leg kick. He's a professional. He knows how to not kill
okay,
me.
Okay, well, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and I will say this about Jeremy, which is like, gosh, we've been friends for a couple years now.
Yeah.
3 years. And he's like the most humble guy, but he's probably one of the most dangerous men
Scary.
In the world. Because he's super competent with a firearm. And I mean, I'm scary competent, like beating people up. So... Like, man, if anything, we're just super fucking lucky that the dude graces us with his presence every now and again because he actually ups our game. So thanks, Jeremy. I appreciate
yeah.
it.
I appreciate you guys having me on.
I told that to Jeremy, I think, like, last night where I was just like, we're up at Jay's, and I was like, oh, man, like, I'll give you some fucking firearm shit. Like, I'll teach you how to fucking shoot, bro. No worries. Like, that's what I'm thinking in my head. I'm like, we'll go to the range. And then he's like the pies. He's like, ting, 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 ting. And I was like, yeah. I'm good. Like, I don't even, because on the chance that I have an off day, I'm going to get fucking smoked, so I'm good.
Well, wasn't Tim, didn't he do his thing down at your gym?
Yeah.
Sheepdog response.
Yep. Did you guys spar at all?
No, we didn't do a whole lot of training. Like, they spent a lot of time teaching and letting some of the other guys roll with the guys, and then at the end, they would take all the instructors to train with all the students. So we didn't really get to work together too much.
Any of those things get heated, Jeremy?
You know, heated is kind of hard to describe. I mean, a lot of the newer guys, they don't really have any control and they don't really know where they're at and what's going on. So, I mean, by pro standards, it was mild, but by their standards, they're probably fighting for their lives.
There's that much of a difference.
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Ross, like I've said this 100 times in the podcast, maybe you just need to endure it. Like, I'm a tough dude. I know how to fight. But when you put myself in with guys in, like, not even Jeremy's level, like, that's nuclear level. But, like, even on a moderate professional level, they will make you look like a fucking bitch. And every fucking vibe of manhood that you have is demolished. And I'm fucking 220, not a pussy, like. And I get fucking demolished by 170ers. It's next level. Ugh.
Well, I'm sure.
There's so that's why I carry guns. I'm like,
that's
fuck these
exactly
dudes.
That's why
man.
I carry guns.
Fuck these dudes.
It's exactly why I dry fire. To this day, I still have a dry fire.
That's why I have a SIG MPX sitting right next to me.
Man, you might catch me, but woo, I'm not going to make it easy, bro. You're going to be eating some 9mm. Like, that's it. I'm a little light, you know? Like, I'm a little light, but you're going to be eating some 9mm. It's going to be nasty. That's it. That's all I got going for me.
Hello, Jared. Welcome back. Hi. How did you open a door for the
Yeah, did you open did, it for her Uber?
You told me to do it. Did so you I do open, it? I opened it for her.
Good job. Was there a kiss on the way out? Was there a kiss on the way out?
Yeah.
Like a peck, or is it a little makeup?
No, she's feisty with the kissing.
Really?
Yeah.
So there was a
she
tongue.
Wants you to remember.
It was a tongue.
I've never, I would say a very unique, like, good experience.
Like little lip biting.
Yeah.
That's nice.
I can say I've never experienced somebody that kisses that way.
Interesting.
Like what? That like lip way. Biting, yeah, a little aggressive, yeah. Pulling hair a little bit.
Yeah, like aggressive but good.
You're growing up in front of me. It's so cute. It is so cute. You know?
So cute.
She bit my lip and pulled my hair. Oh, my goodness gracious.
She wanted you I'm to remember her, Jared. That's why she did that. That's why every girl does that.
She seems like a really nice fucking person, man. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you that. Yeah? She's fucking cool.
Kitchen?
Yeah, I mean,
well, we'll see. We'll see over the course. But right now, it is way better than a toilet sandwich. Definitely
way
not
better.
Definitely not a toilet sandwich. Yeah. Not even close.
Yeah.
Okay. And were you guys
flew
worried?
In a meal prep from Vegas. They'll just call it that. Yeah. Right. Yeah. But you don't know what went on in the kitchen while they were making it.
Brilliant. That's
Did
brilliant.
You both think that something worse was gonna be here?
No. Well, I just didn't. I didn't know personality based. So like, I figured probably gonna be a good looking girl because you know you normally like good looking girls. Easy on the poor, Jared. Easy on the poor.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then but personalities wins me over because that's someone I could hang out with. She seems cool and she's defending you to your friends already. Yeah. That's impressive.
She can sing.
Really? Wow. There you go.
Did you guys record anything?
No. She's super shy. New to singing, but was singing with me, and her voice is very, very good. It was fun.
Wow.
I do have, so you guys were talking about the fights before we went on air. So what was so great about them last night? They're great. You guys said, they're great. Great fights, man. Like,
it's one of those nights where like Dana White ordered 2 fight of the nights. Like it was fucking brutal. Aldo, who was, he's a legend in the sport. I don't know how many title defenses he had, Jose Aldo.
I think it was a record at one point. He had like 8 or 9 or 10, maybe 10 in a row.
Somewhere around there, yeah. He was up there with fucking Silva, and then Holloway defended it twice and then beat him twice after last night. It was just fucking fun as shit to watch, man. And then getting to watch with Jeremy, because you're like, you know, I like fighting. I'm a huge fan, but it's, you know, I got like the fucking Wikipedia right.
Yeah, it's like watching fucking the Super Bowl with Joe Montana, I bet, right? Like
exactly. Yeah. Like, oh, if they do that fucking scissor six play, and you're like, oh shit, you called that. That's fucking dope.
Alistair Overeem almost got beheaded.
God, yeah. So there's this new and up and coming guy. What's his name?
Francis Ngannou, I think.
Yeah, Francis Ngannou. So he is like a living Superman. He weighed in at 262 pounds.
Yeah.
He's a black guy, like from like fucking
France, I think.
France, but he's like Ugandan or some shit.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy's just a fucking specimen. Like probably 6% body fat.
Yeah.
All natural. This guy, like, scary as fuck. He's been knocking every single motherfucker out. And he fought Alistair Overeem, who is the number one ranked heavyweight in the world right now, in title contention with who holds the belt right now?
Fucking Stipe
Miocic, yeah. And so like, what was it, like 40 seconds into the match, like throws a left upper hook from like,
oh, that shot was
Africa,
brutal.
Like from Africa. Yeah. That motherfucker came from back there.
Yeah.
And it's the coolest. If you look at the picture, like Alistair, because he's a professional kickboxer, like huge accolades. His head is so fucking far back. Just put him to sleep with one pound punch, jumps in the air, and then elbows him when he's asleep on the ground. You're just like, oh,
yeah.
That guy, that's the future of MMA. That guy's, he's a fucking specimen. You can't, it's like a Tim Kennedy where you're like, whatever technical shit you want to talk about, the guy, he's just fucking a specimen, scary as fuck.
So, I was really surprised when Overeem got up as quickly as he did.
Yeah, Jeremy,
him to go out on a stretcher.
Jeremy, what's the next morning for that guy look like? Is the question I have. Man.
Honestly, I got a half-assed
leg kick and I'm limping today, so I don't know what the fuck else.
Yeah, can you even get out of bed after that? Like, that was an ass-beating last night.
I mean, that's the kind of thing that's going to give you more long-term damage rather than pain the next day. You know, you get punched in the face, you get a black eye, you feel that the next day. You get knocked out like that, you feel it 10 years from now. You don't feel much the next day.
Yeah, man. Because that
has anybody ever knocked you out, Jeremy?
No.
I knew the answer to that question. That's why I asked it. That's fucking cool,
dude. So
that,
like,
is cool.
This is something to know about Jeremy, because honestly, brother, like I watched you back in the day in the Liddell days and all that fucking cool shit. Because I'm a huge Pride fan, yada yada. I didn't know when we pulled up some videos last night because we were watching wife. I'll call her wife because she's fucking awesome. But when I saw your record, it was like 82. And what's it standing right now?
I've actually got about 170 fights. Professionally, right? Yeah,
170 professional fights.
That's
fucking retarded, man. Like
170 more than me.
It's a lot by MMA standards, but if you look at like a lot of the boxing, you know, boxers, they'll have 300-400 fights as an amateur. That's not unheard of.
I don't care though. But in the things that you were fighting in Pride and the UFC and all those other organizations, those are cutthroat motherfuckers that want to fucking steal every brain power that you have from you. So
I was lucky. I grew up with two older brothers that beat me mercilessly as I was growing up. So I learned how to be a survivor early on.
So did I, but I never fought because I'm a pussy.
No, you just went to war. That's.
And we talked about this last night. I think you volunteered for 170 professional fights. That's fuck that.
Yeah.
I told him, because like there's that separation where people will volunteer and they somehow convince themselves to join war or whatever, they get there. But like if it's reoccurring, then that's when you get kind of like super props from me, you know? Super props.
So. Well, props. I appreciate it, but I am very much on the opposite side of that argument. When you're going to willingly risk your life and go charging headfirst into the enemy to protect the rest of us that aren't willing to do it, that's far braver than me getting into the ring and letting somebody punch me.
Well, instead of the same tip,
I mean, the kind of courage is the same in the aspect of after that first one, when either you dominated or lost, it was like, I'm going to do this again. And you did that 170 times.
Same psychologically, like, yeah.
Wow. I've been in a couple gnarly fights and I never woke up the next day and go, you know what, I can't wait till I do that again.
not to go on an MMA tangent here, but I was watching the post fight stuff. Did you hear that McGregor shit going on right now?
A little bit. I didn't hear a lot of details, but
so apparently
sounds like he's in trouble.
Conor McGregor, obviously, you know, you're a McGregor fan. Ross, have you heard about this at all?
Yeah, I have. Fire away.
Yeah, so from what I was just hearing shit today, but like apparently some guy beat up one of his friends, and then Connor goes into a pub, fucks this dude up. This guy's associated with like the Irish mafia potentially.
Mm-hmm. Are you serious?
So the Irish mafia put a $900,000, this is all speculation, but Rogan's talked about it, Schaub and all those guys, like $900,000 hit on fucking Conor McGregor for fucking
up. You're
going
to need a lot more money than that to get fucking Conor McGregor. I mean,
I don't know.
Well, no, because
it's Ireland.
Dude,
yeah.
900 grand to the fucking slum, that's going to create a fucking, like,
yeah, but that, honestly, yeah. You're battling two versions of pride there.
That just might be a ploy for extortion right there.
Yeah,
which is
I think so.
Well,
pay us off and this goes away. Like, that could be just fictional, just to get some kind of bag, man.
Here's what I found interesting, Matt. Today on his Instagram, on McGregor's Instagram, he's got a picture of him getting on a private jet saying, "Hey man, I'm getting out of here today and I'm going to the islands." And it almost looked like a setup photo of like, man, you can keep looking for me in Ireland, but I'm definitely not going to be there today. And I was like, wow, all right.
There was the one video of him coming out of court for the fight or whatever, and then he gets in his fucking whatever Lamborghini and he yells out the window. He's like, "Come find me, motherfuckers!" And you're like, "All right."
But
like,
the thing is I think this is a very odd battle to me, because the Irish people, and even most probably a majority of the Irish mob,
love
him.
Yeah.
So when you've got to be like the fucking boss's son
for everybody to go,
we're going to fuck him up because you got yourself in some bullshit.
But look at the counterpoint of that. Like, if you were the mob in the United States and, like, there's a fucking top runner in the United States, you're not getting the accolades that that kid is. It's almost like an ego thing. Like, oh, McGregor? Fuck this pussy. We'll put a hit in his head. So it might be like an ego thing.
Yeah.
But why would you want to do that? I can't imagine why their own people, like the people that are him, would be like, oh, we want to fuck this guy.
Hey, Malcolm X's own people killed him. Like, you get too big. Who cares?
Perfect example is fucking, what's the movie with Keanu Reeves?
Oh, God. We're not talking about that? Point Break.
Oh, Bill and Ted.
John Wick.
Bill and Ted.
Like, the same thing. Like, the boss of the Russian mob is like, no, you are a fucking idiot.
You just killed the dog.
Yes. You just got me in a bunch of shit I don't want to be in. So why am I going to defend you? Like,
okay,
who is this guy that got beat up? Like, how high up is he? Like, for the mob to, or the IRA to say, all right, we're putting a hit on him. Like, he must be real important.
Something. Who knows?
Yeah, I mean, look, they talked to Dana White afterwards, and they said, hey, what's going to happen with Conor McGregor? When's he going to fight next? And he goes, look, I don't know if Conor McGregor is going to fight ever again. And he goes, we've tried to put something together for him for December 30th or 31st. We were unable to make that deal happen. They asked why they weren't able to make that deal happen, and he said, I don't know if Conor's going to fight again. And he goes, he's involved in some shit in Ireland that is not good for him. He didn't further go into any explanation, but what he said was, Conor's a god over there. He has $100 million, and he's treating himself like a god instead of treating himself like a fighter. And he goes, I think that's a really bad place for him to be in right now. And that's all he would elaborate on. So obviously it's regarding this. That picture on Instagram today of him getting on a private jet saying, I'm leaving the island, is pretty telling. Like, I don't know what the fuck's going on. I always thought he was like a family dude with like a wife and a kid, and like he kind of kept to himself. But apparently that's not the case.
No, it's there's a lot of stories that go on around him. I mean, he's certainly obsessed with training and climbing the ladder in that regard. But there's a lot of rumors and a lot of information out there that says he's not. I mean, you know, he's obviously in love with his girlfriend, but he likes to party and he likes to show off how special he is. So.
Yeah, right.
Really?
I just mean, like, even in general psychology, it's like, yes, me, Evan, and Matt have been best friends for a long time, and they would probably do a lot for me, but if I get beat up doing something stupid, I'm not going to come back and be like, hey, yeah, you're able to probably kill people and get away with it. Will you do it for me? Why? Because you were being an asshole and got your ass kicked.
Yeah, but like we're all on the same page where it's like you're not going to dumb shit.
Yeah, I know that, but it's the same brotherhood I would imagine in the mob where it's like, hey, if somebody fucks with you, you know, we'll take care of it. But in that instance, it sounds like the guy was acting like a dick, got his ass kicked, and why the fuck are we going to put $1 million hit out on somebody over that?
Yeah, who knows?
Sounds like a good extortion plan to me. I'm on board with you. Yeah,
like hey,
pay the ticket,
hey,
dog.
Just send the IRA a quick mill and we'll forget about this.
Yeah, yeah. That's the way it sounds to me.
I don't think anybody would be in that position to, like, you know, finagle their way into a relationship to essentially long plan an extortion plan. Like, people don't do that. Hashtag exes.
No one would ever do that.
Yeah. Like, no one would have that foreplanning thinking and the back end and to collect data over, like, you know, a year and a half to really try to fuck someone's life over. No one would ever do that.
Nobody.
You stupid fucking bitches.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
Suck my fucking dick.
No one. So hey, since
Richard, you like it.
Since we have Jeremy Horn on the show, Jeremy, what happens next for Conor McGregor, you think?
You know, I don't really know. There's so many different things. They've let him go so far, kind of calling the shots, that, you know, now it's kind of hard to rein him back in and say, hey, you need to come back in here and defend one of these titles that you've got. It's hard to say.
Dana White, Ross, like, literally in his last interview, that's essentially where he was at. He was just saying, like, the guy made $100 million.
Yep.
How do you expect him to come back to the UFC and fight probably for $3 million? Getting punched in the face fucking sucks.
Yeah.
Why? You know?
Yeah, so. I you know, one of the offers that was out there, I heard that it was mildly entertaining, was De La Hoya said he would come out of retirement.
Yeah.
And fight Conor McGregor. And then Dana White filed in the state of Nevada to get his boxer promoting license. So he is he's an officially licensed boxing promoter in Nevada.
Pacquiao called out fucking McGregor too, like, let's make the real fight, and so did Oscar De La Hoya, because they all know it's a money fight.
Exactly.
So
it's like, exactly.
And so does McGregor, and like, win or lose, he still walks out a champion in his own mind and the people's eyes, so it's like, who knows? It's money right now. It's business.
With De La Hoya, they said he could walk away with 50 from that, McGregor.
Yeah.
And
Pacquiao probably around 50, I'd say. Like,
but
Mayweather.
But I think McGregor could beat a 46-year-old De La Hoya. Am I crazy?
That's hard, man. De La Hoya is a fucking stud. Boxing a different kind.
But he's been out of the game for 10 years now. Like, he's been retired.
I think it would depend on how much he's stayed in shape. You know, Floyd at least got back in shape quick or stayed in shape. And if De La Hoya did the same, I mean, the skill level is still worlds different. I mean, Conor's a great MMA fighter, and he's a very talented puncher. When it comes to MMA's, you know, top of the food chain with striking. But when it comes to boxing, it's just a different world. People don't understand how different it is.
No, I get it. And me personally, like, I'd like to see him fight Nate Diaz for that trilogy. And I think if Dana White came to the table with like $20 million for Conor, you'd make way more than that. So why not make that fight happen, Jeremy?
Yeah, I mean, I could see something like that. But like you said before, I mean, after making I think he made more than that because he got a share of the pay-per-view.
He did, yeah.
So he made more than $100 million. But yeah, it's kind of hard to downgrade your paycheck that much.
So Hubert just texted me right now. He goes, bro, how's your fucking leg today? I'm hobbling around.
Hey, by the way, I just got a text too. No kidding, Ross.
Yeah.
I kiss Sam goodbye. Open the door. Put her in the Uber. She just sends a message that says, Uber guy tried to get my number.
Oh, God.
Thirsty as fuck, dude.
Wow.
Like, he watched me hand her bags to him to put in the back, kiss her goodbye, and put her in the car, and then ask for her number.
It's a hard knock life.
I
kind of
want my wife's opinion on this.
Put the headphones on.
It's a rotating table today.
I know, Jesus.
Evan had to leave because his kid needed some shit. Jeremy came in after Sam, and now my wife.
Pull the mic to your face. No way.
We had a nice holiday party today. It's nice to bring everybody in. Welcome, Noelle. Noelle Best to the show.
Hi.
How are you, Noelle?
Good. How are you?
She gets so nervous. It's cute.
So
I was talking very highly of you earlier. I should probably talk some shit now that you're on the show.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Yes.
Did you hear that tone in her voice? That tone in her voice
was
like,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
What would, motherfucker?
Yeah. What'd you say, motherfucker?
Please, distract her.
Are you texting right now? Who are you texting, Jared?
No, I'm not texting anything. I was checking Snapchat.
Oh, God. Already.
That's worse.
Already.
What?
Noelle.
What?
Noelle, did you get to meet Jared's date for the weekend?
I did not. Well, we were on FaceTime for a few minutes with you, but in her.
That's right. Yeah, because we did a nice group FaceTime.
I haven't heard anything.
Was it a group
about
FaceTime?
It.
Was I that drunk? Was there a group?
No, because it was.
I'm in the same
Ross
boat.
Was on the computer.
Because I don't.
That's right.
I don't remember that FaceTime.
No, she took it and went into the other room and was talking about it. It was like being super sweet towards you. She's being a sweetheart because I was breaking you down. I was like, give me something bad about Jared.
Give me something.
Yeah.
I'm nice to girls. I don't lie to them.
Yeah, but you don't eat them out and you don't open doors. Like, that's Noelle's two favorite things about me.
That's the only two things, you know?
Yeah, you never have to open a door and you never have to eat yourself out. I
mean, that's pretty cool. Wait, so like if a guy... We've talked about this in the show. If a guy could suck his own dick, would a girl eat their own vagina?
No,
I don't know.
We actually talked about this last night in the car.
He's pointing at Dave.
I'm pointing at Dave.
Dave, our producer.
It was me and Party Ben and Dave, and I would be like, I would probably get scolded by a genie because he'd be like, listen, I granted you the ability to suck your own dick. And I'm like, but I'm tired. I don't want to do it myself.
That's actually very fucking true. Because sometimes the best part about a blowjob
is laying back.
Yeah, you're tired. You're relaxing.
The one thing
that's brilliant.
The one thing I want to experience in 2018, I have a hunch that the most life eternal bliss that you could possibly get is a head massage and a blowjob at the same time. So I'm gonna have to buy two hookers somewhere.
Wow. She has really long arms.
Yep.
Do you think can we do that? Where like we hire someone just to they wear a blindfold, but they massage my head while you give me a blowjob.
Can we find them like a 7-foot woman that has like the
arm a full blown head massage during blowjob? I think that's like that's life.
Yeah.
While you pour me some Tito's and Sprite,
I'm with you,
Ross. I'm both disappointed that you guys are not easy on the pour. I told you
that. Why do you keep saying easy on the pour? You've had nine. You're good. Like, let them pour.
Shut the fuck up, let Ross. Because I'm.
Jesus,
I have.
You think I'm scared?
I got a goddamn meetings in the morning and I have to run.
That's right. It is Sunday. Yes. Hey, Noel.
So the fact that hold on. Yeah, the fact that you guys are not like. Not accosting, but asking my wife for weird information.
I'm about to dig
because
in.
Because I know it.
I'm about to dig in. Noel. Have you decorated the house yet in Christmas decorations? And has Matt helped at all?
Yes and yes.
Wow, he did. So he does help. He helps.
Fuck!
He helps with Christmas decorations?
For sure.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah. I got to go set the tree up for my ex-wife this week.
Exactly. See, we were going to get a real tree, but we ended up being lazy and we got a fake tree and he conquered that.
All right.
Yeah, but you put together all the what's it called? The
garland?
The garland.
The garland, yeah.
It's that green shit. It's that green shit.
I mean, I wrapped it. You don't really put it together, but
yeah. All right. So let me ask you this, Noel. First Christmas together as a married couple. Do you guys put on music? Do you put on a movie when you're decorating? What did you guys do? Eggnog? Anything like that?
We did. We put on music. We had wine. The Christmas music didn't last very long, but
I had to turn it off. I was
like, "Can we just put on your
put on Frank Sinatra? I don't want to hear Carey
close,
Christmas
but,
music.
Get well,
fucked."
It turned on once, and I was waiting for you to bring it, but.
We live a domesticated life, Ross.
But
the best household is very simple.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. But here's a lot of people don't understand. They expect you from your online persona to be crazy and listening to fucking death metal.
Raging.
Yeah. And, and just.
That happens too.
And just blowing fucking holes through the roof with various guns. But that's not true. Like you walk in, you have a TV screen on your refrigerator with the temperature, the time. Like. It's amazing. And there's Sinatra going through the house. Noel decorates it very nice. Like, it is a very nice house.
That's everybody's surprise.
Yes.
They literally think you're some
crazy fucking killer.
You act like Dan B. And you've never have in your life.
No.
What? Who's Dan Bitch?
Bill Zarian.
Dan Bill Zarian.
By the way, buddy, still fight me for charity. If you're not scared to get knocked out, then
he won't do it.
For charity.
He will not do it in a million years. I can promise you that.
I know.
He's too afraid to lose.
Right. He follows Derek. I saw that, which everybody should follow Derek Wida. Derek Wida is the fucking man.
He probably does that just so he could tell people, yeah, I follow this guy that doesn't have a leg. What?
I sent Derek ISIS today. He was all about it.
Listen,
but.
Fucking Dan went against Dakota. Dakota will fucking wrap Dan up.
Yeah, he didn't even
fight
Dakota Meyer. Meyer, come on. Jesus Christ.
And then
you know
resorts
yeah.
or retorts. I don't know. Resorts.
Dakota went fucking savage. He was training every fucking day with fucking Tim. He was like, cool, we're going to meet the fuck up. He's like, I know you won't fight me in person, you bitch. I'm going to find you and I'm going to fuck you up. And like, the thing you know about Dakota Meyer, that guy,
he means it.
Stubbornly awesome.
He means it.
Like, stubbornly awesome.
I don't want to be.
And he is a fucking gorilla. Yeah. Like, Dakota is the shit.
And Dakota means it. Like, Dakota will wait.
Yeah, it's not like us where we get drunk and say some shit. If it happens, it happens. Dakota's like,
no,
oh no, I'm gonna find you,
motherfucker.
This is on
his radar for 2018.
Dakota is the shit, man.
Yeah, Dakota's really funny.
When Tim Kennedy says, that motherfucker's strong and I don't like it. That says something.
Yeah.
That says something.
Tim's a goddamn beast. Now that my wife's here, Jeremy, will you tell her how good of a fighter and awesome I am?
He is incredibly awesome. He takes it easy on me at the gym because he knows I have a business to run.
Yeah, I don't
it would be
fucking
bad for me to get embarrassed by a guy that's never had a professional fight. So
fuck
every
you. Fuck you. Ross, more questions for Noel?
Yeah, exactly.
You got like another 10 minutes.
Let me fire away here then.
Yeah, go for it.
So,
I mean, I can ask some if you want.
Yeah.
No.
I made a terrible joke earlier on the podcast. I was like, God, I couldn't believe someone would spend like a year with someone and extort them and gain information just for their own personal benefit. And they're like, ex-girlfriends.
Yeah.
Wow. He also came up with a really funny skit, too, that we're going to use against that. And I'm 100% for it.
Yeah. Wait, well, but let's get to the brass here. Noelle, when you saw Matt online, what were you thinking of, like, holy shit, this guy's going to be fucking crazy and insane? Or
well, first, she let's go first, yeah, is she tagged us in a photo and Caitlin posted her on Art 15.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So Caitlin is an admin on Art 15's Instagram. Yeah. Because she's actually really fucking good at it.
All right. So and for the audience, Caitlin is your now ex-wife, by the way.
Yes.
Yes. K-S. Okay. Yeah.
But still very close friend. Yeah. I was texting Caitlin today. Yeah. She's rad.
Yeah. So you meet Matt. Were you wearing an Art 15 shirt? How did you guys get hooked up so that they were tagging you on Article 15? Babe. Yeah. None of us know it.
Last time a little bit.
I've never heard the story. How you guys met.
I don't like being the one talking about it. I don't know.
Come on.
I mean, I can jump in because
Matt,
I know it.
Slid into those DMs.
Yes.
Whoa.
Sent me a screenshot, and I have it. I have it within eyeshot.
Why do you have it, Jared? Why do you have
it? No,
that?
I have the screenshot.
Because I would always send Jared everything. I sent him, and I was like, God, this girl's fucking cute.
He goes sliding into those DMs on this one, and I literally responded.
I didn't say that. Did I?
Yeah, you showed me. I'm going to find it.
Slide me into those DMs. Okay.
You're like, he goes, no, it wasn't like that. It was like, he said, I just hit this chick up in DM. And I said, I knew you would.
Wow.
Well, it was like the end of my old relationship. And then I was like, hello.
Yeah. and then I knew that was his speed.
Well, yeah, tiny, brunette, perfect. And then I was like, and I met her and I was like, wait, you have a personality and you're smart? Do you want to get married?
And where were you at, Noelle?
Here it is.
What state were you in?
Wasn't really.
August 23rd, 2016 was the post.
Oh, my God.
And then I sent him the first picture.
Fucking Rocco likes that post.
Oh, what a
back the fuck up, Rocco. And then Heather says, beautiful. Back up, bitches.
Yeah,
I'll
Jesus.
Kill people, motherfuckers. Nathan Fair, too. Fuck you, Nathan. I mean, I like you, but fuck you.
Hey,
fuck
hey. You, so Noelle, what state were you living in at the time?
Oh, Indiana.
And was he in Texas or Utah at this time?
I think you were back and forth.
No, I was... Yeah, I was in Utah, but I was still had my property in Texas. Yeah.
Okay. And so, did you fly out to meet him or vice versa? Did he come in to meet you?
No, I flew out to meet him.
On my birthday.
I'm like, I could not return. I could die. This is how he could be a serial killer.
Oh, really?
I think you vetted me enough.
I did. And worst, if I go missing, at least people know who to look for.
Right.
To be easily found.
Yeah. And it was for his birthday?
It was right before your birthday, but
yeah, because I met you on my 30th birthday.
We were going to hang out, I think, like a couple weeks past that point, but then he was like, it's my birthday, we should hang out. And then he told me, you were like, if you didn't come out, I was going to put your face on like a little like board and take pictures with
it. I'm a savage dude. So she was at the end, Ross, she was at the end of a relationship at the time.
So are you, right?
Yeah, so was I, right? Yeah. So like, but like when we met, we were both separating and shit. And I took a picture of her and her ex from, you know, months and months before. I had Gary, our graphic designer, Photoshop my face on her ex's face. And I was like, your life looks way better like this.
Oh my God.
Like,
really?
Complete so dickhead good. Move. I was like, yep, I'm going to fucking, well, it worked out for me because I'm.
Oh, God. I remember I was like, that is, you went aggressive.
Yeah, that's kind of like psycho level aggressive.
It's
funny.
Worked.
That's a funny thing, though.
It's satirical in the sense of comedy, the tone is very creepy.
Yeah, I mean, you walk very into creepy. Somebody's house and they have their face taped over all the pictures.
It's like all the
you're
pictures
gonna
off
laugh
your
me.
Facebook. It's like, yeah, it's like extreme photoshopping.
Yeah,
it's like a hobby.
So
Bert just texted me. Oh, go.
What did you think after the first date? The first time you hung out, Noelle?
No, that was Freedom Fest, wasn't it?
No.
Those are
What was the first night? Yeah, it was great. And
Unicorn Ranch.
Yeah, we just hung out. We made like.
Was I there?
No.
Yeah.
You didn't go anywhere?
Yeah, you were there the first night. You were hammered when I walked in there was a said individual in the kitchen, and we were like, hey, don't worry about this. We were listening to metal music. I don't want to say it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We were listening to a bunch of music, and we made, what were they, like, little Tostito things?
Yeah, I fucked up the pizzas. I'm sorry.
Oh, the little Totinos.
He was super nervous about messing them up, so it was a good
experience. Oh, yeah, that's when I was living in the basement.
Tell the story about that, because we'll wrap this up.
I had the big room.
Yeah, the upstairs room.
Yeah, I completely forgot. Because I had been living in Unicorn for so long. And
dude, we never told this. One of my favorite stories of, like, how Noelle and I immediately fucking clicked, so... We hang out for one night, like, it's awesome, you know, we just go to sleep, we wake up the next morning, and I'm like, God, I really like this chick, and we're like, she's like, let's turn on the TV, let's watch some TV.
It's like
TV.
That awkward moment where you're like, you don't know what to do with yourself, because it's someone new, so you're like, I'm just gonna fidget and do all these things, so we're like, let's look at this TV, and it's like, we're like noticing the creepiest things about this house, so
it's
in like an armoire thing.
Yeah. We open the TV. She turns it on and she starts scrolling through on demand. She's like,
I was like, so this is like all porn.
Yeah, it's
wow.
all but porn. It's all subscribed.
Then there was a trend.
Yeah, it was like,
yeah, because we
like
still had their
six black guys gang rape housewife.
It was
and you're
aggressive.
Like, this
what?
Is
weird. It was all
and all
very
of it, yeah, it was all like hyper aggressive.
Who was
black
watching it?
Porn.
Who was watching it?
No, no.
But we're so like, the guys like, there's no way. And then we're looking at it, and then we realize we're like, it's favorite channels.
Yeah.
This is this person's
favorite
channel.
So the guy that owned the house that we rented this Airbnb and that I stayed in was like, whatever. Like, I was there for like 4 months, but like she's going through it and we're like scrolling the channels
like,
and it was just
no
like,
way.
Busty blonde
he
wife
was
takes big black
he was
cock.
Single.
No, he's married, I think.
No.
Oh, okay, whatever. But he's into that weird porn, and we're like, her and I start fucking.
We're both
wow.
like, look, we're in this
like,
bed.
What is
oh
going
my God.
On? Yeah, I'm like, we slept in this bed. There's
here?
Fucking cum everywhere. This is terrible.
Yeah, those so sheets were there
light.
When we got there.
I washed them.
Okay.
But yeah. There was still that main blanket. I don't know if I washed that thing. So there was some there was some weird shit on there.
No, it was fun. We sat in that room for like 6 hours just laughing. Talking
flipping
about
through
the most
porn
random
channels.
Shit. Well,
laughing.
Okay,
we didn't
so
watch the porn.
And
it's
eating
Totino,
just flipping through.
The TV wasn't actually connected. It was just the guide channel, so we couldn't actually watch TV. So you could just see what he would watch if it was connected. So.
And so, how long did you guys hang out together? How many days was this?
Like 48 hours.
And then you flew. And then you flew home.
Yeah. And then the next time was Freedom Fest.
Okay, so for the audience, because it's an audio show, how long away was that? 2 or 3 weeks? A month away? When's the next time you saw each other?
What was that, like a week and a half?
It was like 2 weeks.
Two
yeah,
week?
We
two
started.
Yeah, yeah, it was 2 weeks.
Okay.
Yeah, it was super short.
And Freedom like Fest was the next away. Time you guys met up, right?
Yeah my
that's
my
right.
wife.
That's right.
She fell asleep while, like, I remember one of my favorite All That Remains songs, because they played Phil. It was like Still Remains or something. It was like, hey, yeah, like brutal. And she's passed out on my lap on the couch in the
VIP
room.
Dude, you guys
room.
Had the
I was
best
like,
seat. I remember walking up during when All That Remains was playing, and Bucky Lasik was just like in the zone, like jamming out. And I like walked up the next door. I was like, isn't this awesome? He goes, this is fucking great, man. Thanks for having me. And I was like, yay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how I knew I was going to marry Noelle, though. I was like, fuck, you're falling asleep at a metal concert, and you don't want to run around with a bunch of fans and, like, or supporters of the brand.
Well,
and, like,
I here, here's,
you're not doing
so, with your
fucking yeah.
tits out. Like,
belly
yeah.
shots on the bar going, man, man.
Yeah. And not,
these guys are from fucking Nebraska. You got to meet them.
Not only that, but, like, hey, Noelle, I will say this. Before Freedom Fest started, he said, hey, I'm gonna invite this girl out, like, this girl is the one. And I was like, bro, come on, you've only been dating a little bit. And he goes, no, man, I'm telling you, she is. And then Freedom Fest happened, and there was like a red carpet where they were taking pictures and all that shit, and you could have cared less, Noelle. You get into the concert, a million people attack Matt for photos every time we're out. You literally could have cared less. Then you fall asleep during one of the most ruthless death metal songs there is. Out cold. And I was like,
I recently
well,
texted you from my other phone that photo of you guys
yeah,
kissing.
Yeah,
yeah,
awesome.
Yeah,
and, first one.
And I was like, yeah. I told Matt later on, because then we had the 100th episode where two people were fucking
oh, yeah.
in the room upstairs.
That was the same weekend.
Yeah,
I
yeah,
was
same
like,
weekend.
Sitting downstairs
yes,
drinking
Evan
and
you.
Coffee with Evan.
It was the next night.
Showed up.
Yeah,
and we were just whispering.
I remember
that, because like,
I walked up and I was
coffee.
Like, hey, so I have this like podcast thing, and two strangers are fucking upstairs, and I have to watch.
And then I met your mom that night, too.
Yeah. Welcome to the best life.
was super funny. Yeah.
Literally, Jeremy, so like we go into this Airbnb in Colorado, the 100th episode of Drinking Bros. Two strangers fuck, and we're narrating it like a UFC fight. So we're like, there's, oh, we have insertion. So I'm like telling her this. We're,
oh, wow.
I broke the ice a little bit, but then when she showed up, I'm like, okay. This is a podcast. It's just like, I don't, you know, it's just something I do with my friends. There's strangers fucking upstairs. And then there's this, it's a podcast. I'm like trying to really fucking play it off. She was just like, that's cool. I'll go drink coffee downstairs with Eli. And I was like, you don't care? She's like, it's not like you're going to jump in and fuck him. Just tell me when you're done. I was like, fuck, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Logic strikes. I'm like, it's not like you're like part of it, like you're gonna just,
I mean, that could have been
commentating.
Yeah,
could have, but you weren't.
I put a finger in Ross
as a commentator.
Like, yeah, I always like it. Well, here's what I find interesting about today's show. You have the dichotomy between Jared and his first date with some girl from Las Vegas, and then Matt, who had a first date and is now married to this woman. So, Jared, it could happen to you.
It could.
He's texting. He's on Tinder right now.
Oh, God.
I'm not on Tinder.
If the Uber driver doesn't call her first.
Literally was texting Richard Ryan.
Either way, Jared, sorry to interrupt you. If you play your cards right and you could beat the Uber driver out, you could be married for the third time. Who knows?
Hey, can I steal the Drinking Bro of the Week this week?
Yeah.
Yes.
Fuck, why not?
I will say this. So remember the Drinking Bro of the Week that had that accident?
Last week.
So I've been texting him actively. I sent
and you
him,
FaceTimed.
Yeah, I FaceTimed
and
him as well.
Fucking like shit.
Well, I sent him fuck ISIS today. And I was just like, really? Here you go, bro, recover. And he was like, man, I really want to text you and let you know that like he loved the video. And he was like, you guys were he's a super nice kid. And then was like, he's out of the hospital now. And he's on a better recovery than they thought. So he's doing top notch. So that was super cool. So if everybody thinks that we're lying about us reaching out to people bullshit, we fucking we take care of our own.
Dude, and you know what though? It's those little things that fucking go
cool
a long way.
Yeah, Noel like, and I FaceTime with him. He's fucking cool as shit. His wife or girlfriend's filming.
Cool.
I'm like, this is awesome, man. Like, fuck yeah.
I did, like last week, I got a message from Travis out of the blue that was just like, thank you for being there for the trick that I did that is not out yet. And it was just that
epic
was
trick.
That
epic
was like
trick.
To me, I was like, what, why do you even care? If
it's
I
that
was
weird there? Moment of
yeah, it's like, oh really? Like, you were happy I was there. All right,
see,
I feel important.
What I'm gonna do tonight, Ross, is something Jared would never do. My Drinking Bro of the Week, since I never get to do them, is gonna be my wife.
Oh, ooh. Look at that!
Because I will honestly say, she has fucking saved me from so much bullshit. She has put up with so much bullshit, blackmail, extortion, everybody tries to burn me down. Yeah. But this woman is so fucking tough. She's so fucking smart. She's so fucking beautiful. Like, I am just stoked to be married to you for the rest of my fucking life, baby. And like, she knows I'm crazy. I'm a fucking shit show and she accepts it. And I love every fucking moment of it.
Show.
Well, yeah, I'm like,
you're like
a little bit of a shit show.
Yeah,
but
when we're together.
But very professional.
When we're together.
In a cute way.
When we're
like
together.
A, oh
we're, yeah.
I'm in the shit show where people think I'm a shit show and they come over to my house and everything's organized and like I'm super professional. But no, that's the Drinking Bro of the Week goes to my wife, Noel Best. That is the woman of my dreams. Thanks, babe.
Yay. Look at that.
So, I'm really happy.
I'm just trying to get laid tonight.
I'm just saying, and Ross knows this too. Ross can
vouch
for me.
This morning. Yeah, shit. Damn it, I got laid this morning.
Ross, how happy am I for Noel being here?
Oh,
you hated everybody I've been with.
Yes.
Can we do an episode where we talk about everybody that still posts about me today, four fucking years later?
Brother,
like, get
I
fucked,
would
man.
Love to because it has taken all the strength in me. Not to mention
and that's why,
both
like,
of them.
That's why, like,
and
Noel
just
is,
remind them the situation that they're truly in.
Yeah.
And remind them that, hey, I was
I've
there
said.
For everything.
My life could get real hard no, real fucking
yeah,
quick.
Noel knows everything. I'm like, when we hear shit that comes in, man, I'm always just like, I get my phone and, like, I've all the conversations I've had with, you know, said individuals in the past. Like, she's on speakerphone. Like, she knows everything. Everything. And I'm like,
it's
you guys are lucky that I'm not a piece of shit because I could fucking ruin your lives. And
yes.
I'm not trying to play big boy rules here, but
it's
like,
not.
It's like you
move
can't
on.
Even defend
like, move
yourself.
On. If I'm
and
that bad,
fair.
Move on. Move on. Move on. Move on. And then I'm going to enjoy my fucking life with my beautiful wife. And she'll
they're just mad that neither of them held that title.
Yeah, well,
like, they both wanted it so
well.
Bad.
They don't even compare. They couldn't compare to Noelle on any fucking level.
They wanted it more. They just wanted the title. That's
she didn't
it.
Give
they
them
didn't,
a shout out. Fuck them.
No.
Yeah.
Them.
No.
Sorry, I'm a little hot because I got a message yesterday. I'm a little hot.
Right now. Wait,
you got a message yesterday?
Yeah.
Because I actually got some intel this morning that was. We can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
Know, fucking still paying parking tickets and fucking blackmail. She's fucking great.
You're not. She is.
Yeah. So I'm like, remember when my wife pays my ex-girlfriend's
that is the
fucking
most passive,
shit back the fuck
passive
up.
Fucking thing ever. Like,
yeah. No, you should
like,
post about Instagram
I'll,
on that.
I'll pay my own ticket. No, don't worry.
And
no
you know
wife.
The white knights.
My wife took it.
And you know the white knights in this fucking episode that listen that will translate that. That's fine. I'm not talking shit, but I am like. Yeah. Move the fuck on, man. That's what you need to do with your life. Move the fuck on.
I'm happy. You've been super nice. You've been super caring. It said a lot about your character and how much you care about people in general. And then you just get constantly shit on. After a while, you're kind of like, I'm done.
It's fine.
I'm
and good. For the rumors that are always just like, Matt's gay and he can't live with himself. I would rather suck 10 dicks. I would suck Jared Taylor's dick if that meant I would never have to date any of them again.
That would be
so put that
weird,
in your backlog
though.
Of your fucking black
thinking about
bitches.
That situation. Like, I would
Jeremy's looking
so
at me like
awkward.
I'm savage.
That's saying
this
something.
Is 5 years
I mean,
of bullshit that keeps
I
fucking like,
I wouldn't
want to
like hurt his
get
ego
off,
and
get
pretend like
dick.
I didn't like it. So right. I mean I've got to
like,
pretend
friend,
I gotta be
like
I wouldn't like it but I'd be like I'm gonna make him
and I'd be like oh this is so good. This is we're both just crying. Oh it's so good. It's so good. I feel so good. I'm not looking at you.
But like I'm a winner in life where like, you know, I'm a hardworking dude, so like if you couldn't come, I'd be like, dude, what's wrong? Am I
and
not good at this?
And then she's watching, and then we're making out. And it's like,
no, gross. I'm wrong. Not kissing you. You're disgusting.
I'll always be your, like, cheerleader, but I don't know about that situation.
Yeah.
No.
You want to be
Carter, Matt, like, babe, what the fuck?
I will always
are you into
be
gay
your
porn?
Cheerleader, but not in the situation where you have to suck your best friend's dick. That's a t-shirt somewhere.
Yeah. It's like, there's like a graph, and that's like,
yeah,
it's a little up.
That's
there.
It, Ross.
Yeah, we're you're calling it. We're done. That's a wrap.
That's it.
Perfect.
Yeah. That's it.
Perfect.
We went there.
All right, let's do this for Noelle Best, for Matt Best, for Jared Taylor, for Jeremy Horn, Evan Hafer. I'm Ross Patterson. This is Fuck ISIS. The video is out live now on Matt Best.
Let's roll it.
11X's page on Facebook. Enjoy the motherfucking video. Good night, everyone.
Yeah. Lincoln's box seats.
Yeah.
Woo. Let's go.
Whoa. Fuck us is whoa. Fuck us is whoa. Fuck us is.
Lick on my dick in America.
Whoa. Fuck us is whoa.
You say being gay is wrong, but you fuck male butts.
And I could give a fuck if it makes you mad, cause I'm wiping my ass with your bitch ass flag. Yeah, I'm feeling free as fuck, repping red, white, and blue. I got freedom, yes, tits, guns, yes, fucking bacon, yes, and booze.
Like, all ISIS isn't bad.
Fuck you!
Task force, hunt you till the last gun is fired. You can run, bitch, but you only die tired. You tryna spread fear, you a criminal no more. 72 virgins will never be yours!
Loading up the birds, yeah, we're coming for you. We're talking freedom, loving fighters, rocking red, white, and blue. A couple mini guns and some shoddy and force. Gonna shove this middle finger right up your.
Fuck us is war.
A new year, time for new growth. Grow your education and skills with Herzing University. Our online behavioral health programs fit your schedule and time. From an 8-month diploma program in health and human services to a 36-month bachelor's in psychology. Grow your behavioral health career with us wherever you are in your education. Your future starts now at Herzing University. Visit us online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109. Online at herzing.edu or text health to 85109.